This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated laid foundation stones and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees at Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh today. The projects span across key sectors including industry, power transmission, roads, railways, defense manufacturing, and petroleum and natural gas. Addressing a gathering in Kurnool, the Prime Minister highlighted India's rapid strides in clean energy and electricity access. He noted that power has now reached every village and that per capita electricity consumption has increased to 1,400 units. He underlined that such achievements are setting new benchmarks across the energy sector. The Prime Minister emphasized that the development of Rayala Sima and the broader Andhra region is critical to the nation's overall progress. The additional Director General of the Border Roads Organization, Jitendra Prasad, called on Governor Keti Parnaik at Rajbhavan Itanagar today. They discussed enhancing border connectivity, ensuring high standards of road constructions, and addressing strategic infrastructure needs in the frontier areas. Emphasizing the broader impact of road development, the governor highlighted that quality roads in border regions are equally important for socio-economic growth. He added that improved connectivity enables better access to healthcare, education, and markets, helping integrate remote communities with the national mainstream. The governor advised the BRO to adopt international standards in the construction and maintenance of roads, bridges, and tunnels in Arunachal Pradesh owing to its climatic conditions and rough terrain. Meanwhile, the ADG assured the governor of BRO's continued dedication to delivering high-quality infrastructure in Arunachal Pradesh. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Min today emphasized that the state government remains deeply committed to preserving the tribal traditions of the state. He added that through initiatives such as the Department of Indigenous Affairs, GI tagging of traditional products, One Tribe, One Weave, and Indigenous Gurukuls, the government continue to celebrate and protect the essence of Arunachal's rich heritage. The DCM said this while inaugurating the traditional Mishmi hut and hostel cum guest house at the Mishmi Cultural Heritage Center at Jolang Itanagar today. The newly inaugurated facilities will not only serve as a hub for cultural exchange but also provide essential accommodation for students, patients, and visitors coming from remote regions, Min added. The Indian Army, in collaboration with the district administration of Lower Subansiri and the local communities, is organizing the Zero Honor Run coming Sunday to pay tribute to the gallant soldiers who made the supreme sacrifice during the 1962 Indochina War. In the series, the Indian Army flagged off the Shaurya motorcycle rally from Likhavali on Tuesday. In a prelude to the Zero Honor Run, Governor Keti Parnaik today unveiled the official t-shirt for the event at Rajbhavan Itanagar. The governor will grace the grand finale of the Zero Honor Run as the chief guest. This unveiling ceremony marks the beginning of the countdown to the Zero Honor Run, aimed to honor the legacy of the 1962 heroes, foster civil-military harmony, and promote fitness and national unity among citizens. A high-level delegation from Arunachal Pradesh, led by Minister of Animal Husbandry and Dairy Development Gabriel D. Wangsu, visited the ICAR Central Sheep and Wool Research Institute at Avikanagar, Rajasthan on Tuesday to explore avenues for collaboration aimed at advancing sheep and goat rearing in the state. The minister undertook an extensive tour of the institute's research facilities to understand modern breeding practices, innovative technologies, and sustainable models of small ruminant production. He affirmed that the visit marks the beginning of a meaningful collaboration that can bring a transformative impact to the state's animal husbandry sector. Secretary Hage Tari, Joint Director Dr. Nyokar Taipodia, and others accompanied the minister. A review coordination meeting was held today in the Tawang DC's Conference Hall to discuss preparations for the upcoming fourth state-level archery competition scheduled to take place from October 28 to 30 at the Yalwa Changyang Gyatso High Altitude Sports Stadium. The meeting was chaired by ADC Tawang Rinchin Leta and attended by SP Dr. DW Thungon, HODs, work agencies, and others. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.